And speaking.
Hello, this is Charles speaking. Hello,
Fabian. Hi, Charles. Anyone else around already? I know that, Sophie and Thorsten have problems dialing in. Just trying to get them in here.
Hello, good afternoon, good evening. This is Thorsten.
Hello, Thorsten.
Hello, it's Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hello, Michael.
Hello.
So I guess we're just missing Sophie. Moment. Let's see. Thorsten, did you manage to dial in with the other number, or how do you did you manage it?
Well, I was using a rather cheap call-by-call number, and apparently that was a problem now going straight through my normal provider, and that seems to work.
Okay. Hello?
Hello? Hi, it's Donald speaking.
Hi, Donald.
Hello, it's hello.
And I guess we're waiting for Sophie and Andre. Let's wait 2 more minutes and then start. Okay, Sophie just wrote she might not be able to join. Who will take the burden today of taking the notes? Sorry?
What? I do that.
Oh, thank you. That's good. Does anybody else have an echo on the line?
I have a very weak echo. Bigger.
And it's not only me, okay. Seems that everybody's already in the weekend, and we're the only one using the system, so nobody can monitor it. I don't know. Okay, then, maybe let's start. So, actually, I guess that nobody had a look at the recurring items. We maybe should discuss it on the list. So the first action item would actually be a short technical notice. I just it was just a good example. We at the moment have a few issues with the phone conferencing system. I know of issues in Germany, and I'm trying to sort it out with the provider. For those who dialed in from Germany, there are three additional numbers that you can use. I just posted it today on the steering discuss list, just as a note. So the first actual action item is probably a very short status update on where we stand with regards to the foundation and the bylaws. So I think the status last week has already been that we have basically finalized the translation of our bylaws into German. And now we have to write the statutes out of them. This means leaving out certain aspects, inserting other aspects just for legal reasons, and in the end we will end up with two documents, one being the statutes and the others being some policies, guidelines, whatever, Geschäftsordnung in German. So we in the end then have two documents to retain the spirit that we have in the original bylaws. So the lawyer we're working with is at the moment, after he had translated the bylaws into German, is working on the statutes. That's the document that we have to legally hand over to the government to have the foundation approved. He's working on that, and as soon as I have updates, I will post them. And with regards to the federal state to have the foundation in, we had yesterday a very good call with one state that was interested in having us, so to say. I don't want to spread the name at the moment, as they asked for confidentiality. But we had a call, and basically we were talking what they could offer. They were basically trying to make their state attractive to us, so that we go there. And we are looking into this at the moment. And what I did, a few people are working on getting feedback from the states they live in, and so did I for Bavaria. I just a few minutes ago dropped an email to a contact asking what we could do, so hopefully we soon also have more clarification on the federal state.
Florian?
So, yeah.
Just to jump in, it's Michael. Why would a state want us in, we're lovely, obviously, but, you know, what benefit do they hope to get?
We're sexy, Michael. That's why they want us.
Sorry?
They're sexy. We're sexy. That's why they want us.
I know. Well, you are, Charles, but, you know, I don't know.
That said, I hope it's not Mecklenburg. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, no, it's not. That I can rule out that. But, and no, I think basically it's in line with what you said, just in different words. Basically, it's an important topic we're covering, and if a state can say, "Well, we have them," I think it's good marketing for the economics and whatever.
Okay, great.
So, we basically see what we can get out. So, if we can, for example, get political support, financial support, or support in legal organization issues, that could be of great help to us. So, of course, we love to talk about such options.
Great. Great. What's the timeline looking like, Florian, or were you getting to that?
good question. So now that we have finally those bylaws, the lawyer is working on a translation. It's pretty hard to foresee how long it will take. I hope we have something soon without being able to name that soon. It mostly depends on how long it will take him to incorporate what we want into the statutes, but both tasks can run in parallel. So asking or talking to various federal states can run in parallel with the working on the bylaws or the statutes. So still my gut feeling, or my hope, so to say, is that we can start the legal process. Now we have May, maybe in roughly 1 to 2 months, something like that. It's just a gut feeling that I have.
Great.
At the moment.
Thanks.
And then the legal process at this stage would take what? 2 months or something like that?
It can be much faster. This then totally depends. It's like always in law, you never know. It can be that or that the legal process is that we hand over the documents, and then the government have a look at them. They have a look at how much money we want to spend in the capital stock, what we want to do, and how the bylaws look like. And then you have various choices. Either they say very quickly, no, not that, you need to change a lot. Or they quickly say, yes, that sounds good, you might have to adapt a bit, but basically it sounds very good. And then there's a lot in between. So what we plan is to actually work with several federal states. And ideally we then have some that say, well, you need to do this and that and take some time. And we have then maybe one or two that say, okay, if you make a small change, we accept you. And then it will be much faster, and then we will go for the one accepting us very quickly. So I think it can be a very quick process of about, I think a lawyer said it could be 4 weeks or something like that from filing. If no state is to accept the current bylaws or the current statutes, then it can be much longer. But I guess we are preparing so thoroughly that we should hopefully have a good chance. So it can be a question of 1 or 2 months, actually, something like that. So in total roadmap, no assurances on that, but we have the beginning of May. So if we are on track and everything works as we expect, we will hopefully have everything set up in the summer. That would be my plan, at least. Any other comments on that? Any questions? Then I think the next point is Italo, about the announcement of the ESC.
I think it's it's a good opportunity to stress a couple of messages, especially looking at some comments of people that say that we have a weird development process just because it's different from what it used to be in open office. I think that the Louis comments are very typical of the attitude of many people that say that just because it's different, it can't be good, which is just stupid, because it, in this way you never have progress departing from the past. So I think that we can leverage the fact that we have an engineering steering committee to explain not just how the ESC came into being, so how the people were selected there or elected or chosen, and in addition to explain, let's say, by explaining the responsibility of the ESC, we explain the release cycle and the QA process.
Absolutely. And we also explain that, you know, whatever proportion of the world's supercomputers are using, you know, code developed in exactly the same way. And, you know, the Linux kernel underlying everything that most of us do is done just like this too. So, quality-wise, in theory, there's no process problem. So, yeah.
So, I think that maybe we can... on QA, Andre was... last call, Andre said that he was available for helping... So I will maybe exchange a few mails with you, Michael, and with Andre during the next few days to draft the announcement, and then you may, of course, add whatever you feel appropriate.
Sounds good to me. Should we have an update on where 3.4 is? If you've done it
all? Yeah, one last thing, sorry, Michael. About the announcement, I would like, if possible, to call us, to write a few journalists and offer them a few people for interviews, which might not be real interviews. I will offer more written interviews, so a couple of written questions. Do you have a list of people that are... better for doing that, or we can just get the question and then decide who is going to answer to these questions.
How quickly would you want the answers? Quickly, presumably, because then it would be relevant.
It really depends from the journalist. Let's say probably a couple of days would be timing. I will give the journalist the opportunity of having developers talking to him, but I will explain that people is very busy, and so he cannot ask for a few hours to turn around of questions. So I will start with saying, if 2 days are okay for you, then we can work at this, just to avoid giving people too much burden.
Sure. So anyone will do on that list. I would thought Bjorn would be quite good from Canonical. I would have thought Quelon would be good from Red Hat. I'm quite happy to do Novell. Norbert would be fine for, you know, a non-aligned view, I guess. I mean, everyone on there is pretty competent, right? That's the hope.
Yeah, this is Charles. Aside this, Italo, tell us what you think of it. I think it would be good if Michael could actually vlog a tad more about the latest changes at Novell and how it does not affect us.
I don't think I can probably blog that.
Okay.
I don't... I really, you know, the problem is that at this time, people that are rising that the problem are clearly in a critical position to the Document Foundation. So they are not, I haven't seen any journalists, and especially the journalists that we had better relations with, to question about this. So I wouldn't personally, let's say, wake up the dog until he's sleeping. Of course, being quick in answering this, yes, but just suggesting that there might be a problem when people that is positive with the Document Foundation, they don't see the problem, I would really avoid this.
Okay.
If it's Louis, you know, if it's Louis, if it's other people that are clearly on the negative attitude, I don't mind. It's easy to say, you know, that they're trying to find all the bias against TDF, so of course it can be anything. The fact that Michael and myself, we have a bird, for instance, you know, and don't mess with a bird.
Okay, should we move on?
You don't see that fast.
Shall we move on?
Yeah, maybe just to very briefly sum up what we will then issue in the next day, so to say, just so we can coordinate. I think the first will be probably the Beta 4 announcement, then some announcement, PR, nope, whatever, on the ESC itself. Then I think we will see something on the LibreOffice conference call for papers, probably. And maybe a short note about the conf course. Just we have a rough overview of what we're going to send out the next days.
Yeah, so yeah, I think, Florian, before we do anything with respect to the conference, I think we'll need to figure out the tools that we'd like to have online to organize the call for papers and the registration.
Charles?
Yeah.
Most of, well, so I mean, I don't discount that tools are useful. And
actually, the tools are not my idea.
Right. However, most conference papers committees I've seen do it with a Google Docs spreadsheet.
Okay.
And then everyone goes in and ranks it. That's just how it happens. And doing that from a mailing list is not impossibly bad. So.
I know, but I mean, I had some people telling me that we must have a tool.
Yeah, well, I don't think we need the tool for the to open the call for papers, honestly.
Yeah.
Let's make it rather easy. I think the proposal actually came from Andreas Mahnke from the German community. The idea that he has is basically not wrong. Should we decide to go for a tool, it makes sense to do this now, because if you then have to enter all the papers and all that stuff afterwards, it's a lot of pain. We can also decide not to use any tool. It's not no problem for me.
Sure, sure.
But if we want to go for one, I think this is the right
time
to do it.
I agree. So
point.
It depends how posh a conference we want, doesn't it, really? And I guess since I'm not going to be printing out programs and doing that stuff myself, you know.
Yeah.
But I think we have, for the while, we fared fairly well without too much tool overhead, and we always kind of opted for the low-tech solution. I kind of like that mailing list plus maybe some Google Docs spreadsheet.
Okay.
And then let's see, if it's too bad, we can still go for something else next year.
It depends how many talks we have. I mean, there is an elegance to the online thing. It makes it easier to produce printed programs and all that sort of thing. But at the end of the day, if we're only going to produce, you know, have online details and, you know, a fairly simple title of talk and name of speaker type program, I don't know that we need it.
Okay, then let's postpone it to next year. I mean, I'm fairly open to that.
I mean, on the other hand, if someone wants to set it up, that's brilliant. I mean, but whether we should delay for it, I don't know.
No, definitely not. So then let's postpone it for next year. It's okay for me. I mean, I don't know if it takes a lot of burden from us and creates other burdens. I really don't know. Just have no clue on that.
Yeah.
So
let's see.
But talking about the conference, another thing is, I think I already asked on the list with regards to the next year's conference. I know it's quite early at the moment. But we had with OpenOffice.org the idea of having the next year's team already working with the current team. I see this is a rather special situation at the moment with our first own conference. Anybody has a gut feeling on when we should ask for a location for the next year already?
So I hope we asked for a location for the next year when we announced this year.
Okay.
Maybe we didn't. But at least the way the GNOME and I guess KDE guys do it is to overlap those two things so that as you announce one, you open the call for the next one, and that as you have the conference, maybe on the last day of the conference or whatever, you announce where the next one will be because the team has already proposed it. So if we've not done that, I guess we should be doing that as well.
Okay, yeah. I think it's rather easy just asking for proposals and maybe summing up a few items what is needed, but we can reuse the stuff I've prepared for last year's.
Yep.
So just wanted to agree on that we when we announce probably the call for papers or the conference itself, then to go for that. Okay.
Sounds brilliant.
Okay. What's next? Torsten, merchandising.
Yeah. I just wanted to get back to that topic. We discussed that some while ago, but then we decided to move that to the website list. But actually, nothing happened there. So I thought we could maybe for the while go with those two ready-made solutions, where it's basically just a matter of pushing your artwork into clicking a few config things and then have a shop that the people can go for having swag.
Sounds good to me.
Go. So if somebody else wants to do that or comes up with a better solution, then of course, but we're not bound like for 10 years or something. But I would like to have something at least.
Yeah. Totally agree. People are heavily asking for stuff, and if somebody can take over the logistics, what was it, Cafe Press and Spreadshirt or something like that, if they can handle that, of course, fully agreed.
But we just need to make sure that actually the money comes to the Document Foundation, though.
So that would be more or less cost neutral, so to say. So as far as I recall, there were just either it's configurable whether you want the sweatshirt to cost $30 and then get a bit of money out of that, or you want to have it like $20 and then get nothing.
$30 with some money.
I think if we have the chance of canceling it every time, then let's go for the easy solution first, and then we can later on still take.
But
I can
have a second look at that and update you on. And if we can make $1 or $2 from every item there, of course.
Well, I mean, the thing is, I'd be concerned, with respect to, the practice on our trademarks.
Legally spoken, I think it's not too much of a problem because we do it ourselves. Actually, if I understood the principle right, we have a shop at, for example, Cafe Press. So we are at least agreeing that they can do it, but we can revoke it any time. So it's a temporary solution.
Yeah,
indeed.
That would be no problem, I'd say. But I see your concerns, of course. I do. So Torsten, will you take care of this, or do we have anyone else? I know that David wanted to do, but he didn't come up with anything.
Yeah, I can take that action item, and Bubli, I think, looked into that. So maybe I can delegate that.
Okay. Sounds good. Sure, would be cool. Definitely, I'm being asked quite often, where can I get bags and T-shirts and the like, and we just have nothing, and it's to do it on our own, we looked into that from the German Association, is a hell of work, and surely will take some more time.
Okay, cool, thank you.
Cool, okay, perfect. Anything else? The agenda is finished for the moment.
Sure, I wanted a quick update on 3.4, is that, amusingly, our pointer release will be quite buggy, but then our 3.3 release was quite buggy. So, you know, there we are. We're at least having a consistent quality. And having said that, we fixed quite a lot of bugs in the last little while. We've fixed about half of those that have been reported. And half of those that remain are not as critical as all that. I think people like to jump on the most annoying bug and, you know, report their favorite pet peeves, I think. So, we're in reasonable shape, and we're on track, I guess. Other parts of the release, though, concern me. So, you know, the release is at the end of this month now, so we have another 3 weeks-ish. And we have our feature page in the wiki, I suppose. But that's going to start to need to be turned into screenshots or, you know, graphics, and or we're going to have to work out how to market this and, you know, what features we talk about and how we present what we've got. Whether we bother marketing, you know, in comparison to other office suites anymore, or whether we do, you know, just the new features we have in this release, or, you know,
That's critical. That's one of the most posted, I think, blog comments. And people ask, what's the list of new features? Ideally, with screenshots and the like. So, what's actually new?
I think that's pretty important. And this is what journalists want to make their lives easy. Yeah. Preferably with test files and, you know, and so on. And if you look at how our downloads go, our downloads are almost exclusively correlated with media interest. So the more easy we can make this for journalists, you know, the better we are boosting our trajectory, I think. So
I think screenshots are important. I'm being often asked large size screenshots, something like that.
Yep, absolutely. All that's good. On the other hand, I had to do that all, well, I say all. Me and Dave Nelson had to do that, you know, minutes before the release. And it would be great to get more widespread participation in getting that going, particularly since feature freeze has passed. What you see is what you get. You know, there's time between now and then to do it. So helping out with that would be great.
Yeah, definitely. Could coordinate on the probably marketing list, I'd say, and try if you can get some people involved. I will actually add this as agenda item for the marketing conf call next week. So maybe
brilliant. Thank you. Get some people. Great.
So, are we done for today, or is there anything else?
Okay.
Then I hope the weather at your place is as good as here, and you can have a relaxed and nice weekend.
Okay.
Okay.
So you do.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
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 Have a good week.
Nice weekend. Goodbye.
Bye.